This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Tell you guys about the GOAT. That's where the UNC coaches show is tonight. You want to hear from Coach Steve Smiley? We haven't heard from him yet on what a big night it was for the UNC Bears. Why don't you stop by the GOAT tonight? At 6 o'clock, we got the coaches show rocking and rolling, and you will not be disappointed. The GOAT Sports Bar is a high-energy local bar and restaurant proud to be serving the Greeley community. They got a 360-degree bar top, 36 HD TVs. So stop by and watch college basketball right now, or NBA basketball, or hockey. You got the Avs going at it tonight. So check out the GOAT. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. Speaking of the GOAT, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos is joining us, our Broncos insider. Zach, why are the Broncos eighth as far as the odds makers in terms of winning next year's Super Bowl? What's going on? What do they know, man? What's happening?
I mean, it's just wild, Brady. They're ahead of seven other playoff teams from this year. That's half of the playoff teams. The Broncos have better Super Bowl odds, and it is clear why. The Vegas is scared of the Denver Broncos landing a great quarterback. And when we talk about great quarterback, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about Russell Wilson. If Deshaun Watson's stuff goes away and he's available, we're talking about Deshaun Watson. The Broncos would not have the eighth best odds if they landed a Jimmy G, a Kirk Cousins, a first-round draft pick. No, Vegas is scared of the Broncos getting one of these top-notch quarterbacks.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Okay, Zach, tell me, you look at this roster, and I know a lot has to be determined still about everything for the Broncos. They got some free agents of their own they need to figure out going forward. If Rodgers instantly is a Bronco, do you, even though you got Josh Allen and the Bills, you got Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and Baltimore, I think, comes back if Lamar can stay healthy. Obviously, Cincinnati is going to be somewhat in that mix. There's so many key – Justin Herbert, I haven't even talked about him yet. Do you really think that Rodgers elevates this roster as it stands right now, maybe a couple of free agents, a Super Bowl contender?
A contender, yes. But when we talk about contenders, and Brady, I think you did a great job pointing out, there's – 5 to 7 legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the AFC. So in reality, I think we kind of changed the word contender in a realistic point when talking about the AFC to a playoff team, because I could see the Chargers beating the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the playoffs in the AFC championship game and making it to the Super Bowl. So I have to include them in that group. I could obviously see the Bengals beating anyone. They did it this playoffs. And I could see the Broncos with Aaron Rodgers going into Buffalo and beating the Bills. And, of course, I can also see the Bills there. So when we talk about contender, especially with the way the AFC would be constructed, it's not as much of like, they're one of the top two teams in the AFC, like we would be talking about if the Broncos were in the NFC. When we talk about Super Bowl contenders this coming year, especially if Rodgers leaves and goes to the AFC, we're talking about 5 to 6 contenders in the AFC, and we're talking about 1, maybe 2 in the NFC. It's just going to be so drastically different, and that's why if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm taking the easy path and just staying in Green Bay.
I'm with you 100% on that. And now you hear Green Bay saying, "Hey, we're digging in, man. We're willing to give Rodgers everything he wants as far as money." My question there is, though, you kind of got to be careful, right? If you give him too much money, are you going to be able to surround him with the supporting cast that he has made it very clear that he deems vital, regardless of where he is?
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen is they're going to do what the New Orleans Saints did. They're going to mortgage their entire future on these next 1 to 2 years, and they're going to make it very clear to Aaron Rodgers, "Look, Aaron, we're giving you everything we can, and we're going to be really bad, and we're going to be in a really bad situation after you leave, but we're going to do that to have you and to have Devontae Adams and to have these guys that you want around you so that we're not rebuilding. But don't get us wrong. When you leave, we are going to be rebuilding." So they're going to put themselves in an awful situation in 3 or 4 years from now. but it's to win a Super Bowl right now.
And that's what it's all about, right? I mean, I think this is interesting, Zach. You know, I've asked listeners this. Hey, would you sacrifice, again, a Super Bowl chance, one shot, just kind of like what the Broncos ended up doing. They got one Super Bowl, knowing that it would be followed by at least 6 years of bad football. Five of those years, no playoffs. And I think most people say yes, because that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, it's about winning a Super Bowl. Not many teams have multiple Super Bowls. Not many teams have more than three. So I guess with the Packers and even the Broncos, you can certainly see why. Hey, we're going to dig in. We're going all in on this. And whatever happens, we'll pull a John Elway. We don't care about plan B, because we're desperate for plan A.
And on top of that, Brady, especially when we talk about it for the Broncos, a lot of people do think of it like that. Would you take the next 2 or 3 years to be great, contend for a Super Bowl every year, and maybe win one, make two? For then 6 years of really bad football after. But the thing is, the Broncos were historic in winning a Super Bowl, then missing the playoffs for 4 straight years. Then they extended that to 5, then they extended it to 6. So typically, it's not that bad. You would just have to hope that George Payton figures out the quarterback situation better than John Elway did. And he can realize, if he gets Aaron Rodgers this time, just like John Elway got Peyton Manning, that there's not just another Aaron Rodgers 3 years from now. You have to draft a guy and develop him. And then if you do miss on a first-round quarterback, like John Elway did with Paxton Lynch, you can't be scared off by that for the next 5 years. You have to invest in the quarterback position like they would do by getting Aaron Rodgers, like John Elway did by paying Peyton Manning nearly $100 million, making him the highest-paid quarterback. That's where John Elway went wrong.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Okay, Zach, take me down quarterback priority list road here. Number one priority, try to trade for Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, is that, if that's an option and the Packers are saying, yeah, we'll play ball, is that the number one priority at quarterback as far as what they could achieve?
It absolutely is from the Broncos' perspective. For me, it would be Russell Wilson. For the Broncos, with the connection they have with Aaron Rodgers, it absolutely is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so you're going number one priority is elite quarterback. And I'm not even, you know, I'm talking elite, not Jimmy Garoppolo, right. Not Carson Wentz, none of those guys. So that's number one option. Assuming the Packers, the Seahawks, the Cardinals even, because I know you and I are kind of more on that Murray train. Assuming that doesn't work, what's the next plan for the Broncos at quarterback?
Are you asking me, or are you asking what the Broncos would do?
I'm kind of asking both. Answer both. That's more fun
that
way.
I'll answer both. For me, it is go young. Go first-round quarterback and start that first-round quarterback from the get-go. And you know what? If that person turns out to be good, then you are set. If that person turns out to be bad with this very inexperienced coaching staff, you're probably going to be a pretty bad team and going to set yourself up to potentially get a very good quarterback in next year's class. So that's what I would do. However, I think the Broncos would try to get a quarterback to be able to compete now, to not embarrass themselves this season. And that is the Jimmy Garoppolo, the Kirk Cousins. And there are ties, especially with Kirk Cousins. Clint Kubiak was his offensive coordinator. Clint Kubiak got a lot out of him last year. Now he's the Broncos quarterback coach. I would not be surprised if they went down that route.
Okay, so then what's the next route if the Broncos decide, okay, Jimmy G's a little too rich for us. You know, even the Kirk Cousins, I don't know that that's going to work. Maybe somebody beats him to the punch on that. What is the third option, both from Zach Stevens and from the Broncos?
I think it's draft for the Broncos at that point. For me, I'm not touching a Kirk Cousins. I'm not touching a Jimmy G. I'm not touching a Teddy Bridgewater. Those guys are too good to allow you to be bad. Brady, the Broncos have been too good to be really bad since Peyton Manning left. And you know what that's got them? It's got them stuck in this awful, awful cycle. You know how the Cincinnati Bengals got Joe Burrow? They were awful at quarterback. They put in Ryan Finley when they realized things were going really bad so that they could guarantee that they got that top pick so they could go and get Joe Burrow. The Broncos need to accept that being really bad for 1 year is okay. That's okay, because if you draft right, then you're going to be fine for the next 15 or 20 years. Or do what the Rams did. Don't be afraid to trade two first-round picks to go get the franchise quarterback that you believe you can make into a Super Bowl contender, a.k.a. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Now, obviously, those two guys will cost more, but you don't have to convince yourself that they're Super Bowl guys. They've already won Super Bowls.
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, there's so many different avenues here that I think are so interesting for Denver, because I think so many people are like, it's Aaron Rodgers or bust. Well, if that doesn't happen, you've got to be ready. You've got to be able to make some plans here. So, Zach, I've got you for about a minute and a half here. Rapid fire time. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, JD. I didn't even warn JD. I don't warn anybody about this. We just go. Let's go for it.
Rapid fire.
Okay. Here, let's settle in here to rapid fire with Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, first question. Will Von Miller be a Bronco next year?
Oh, great one. No, but it's certainly not out of the question.
Vaughn will not be a Bronco next year. Okay. Will Melvin Gordon be a Bronco next year?
He really wants to be, so I'm going to say he takes a pretty good discount to stay.
Melvin Gordon, I would love to see that, no doubt about it. Okay, here's one for you. Will Drew Locke be a Bronco next year? And if he is, does he have a realistic shot to compete with whoever that might be, a draft pick, whatever?
Yes and no. Yes, he's back with the Broncos. No, he is purely a backup with the Broncos for one more season.
Okay, a couple more house cleaning items then. Will Kareem Jackson be a Bronco next year?
No. Vic Fangio was Kareem Jackson's biggest supporter. Don't forget, last year George Payton cut Kareem Jackson to bring him back for half the salary. Kareem Jackson is gone.
If the Broncos do not select a quarterback with the 9th pick, what position are they picking?
Oh, boy, that's fantastic. I'm going to go right tackle.
I love that. I mean, either right tackle, edge rusher, inside. I mean, those are the needs, right? Right tackle, outside rusher, excuse me, or inside linebacker maybe? Are those the top three?
Absolutely, especially the talent that's at all of those positions. And, man, wouldn't it just be so ironic? Months after letting Vic Fangio go, after never investing in the linebacker position, you finally use a premium price on an inside linebacker. That would just be something.
Now, maybe we can start digging into the classes a little bit, too. It's fun. Zach, you've survived yet again another
barely.
Another one, man. You did great. Rapid fire, as always. Zach, love what you do, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next time.
Right on, Brady. Thanks for having me.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Check him out. He's growing. His coverage is amazing. And he's fun. He has a fun time talking Broncos. 50 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join the legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.